Hey guys, a very good evening to all my crypto believers. So have you all been curious about what's happening in the market? Don't you worry, the coin monks got you covered. Okay, so before starting with the updates, let's quickly quote today's headlines. Republic of Palau and Cryptic Labs launched digital residency program. Animal Concerts partners with Korea's KTN, K-pop in the metaverse. MNGL begins preliminary testing of crypto mining in Pennsylvania. Costa Rica hydro plant worth $13 million gets a new lease on life from crypto mining. So let's start off with our refresh feed. Firstly, on Tuesday, the Republic of Palau and Cryptic Labs, a blockchain development startup, announced the debut of a root name system, a digital residency program. The Pacific Island country now has a digital residency program as well as a blockchain-based verify identity that can be used for KYC and ID verification. Let's have a look at the present scenario. Palau's President Surangal S. Wipes Jr. signed an agreement to provide all worldwide users digital residency through the RNS under the country's Digital Residency Act to kick off the cooperation between Palau, Cryptic Labs and the sovereign-backed Digital Residency Initiative. Palau is an island nation in the Western Pacific Ocean with roughly 340 islands and a population of 18,221 people. President Wipes made the following statement: "To guarantee that Palau preserves the rule of law and our reputational integrity, our digital residency program will have capacity for globally accepted standards of identification verification. All worldwide citizens are invited to apply for Palau's digital residence program. The digital residency program offers a blockchain-based legal ID residency to democratize access to global commercial possibilities and geographic agnostic governance to help in the establishment of operation of distant corporations. Users may also get an address, use shipping services and verify their digital signatures. The digital program uses RNS to provide end-to-end encryption, allowing users to choose how much location and ID data they wish to share with others. Users will receive a real ID card as well as an ID as a NFT after they have been accepted. This will be used to enable safe ID verification and access to KYC functions, as well as laying the groundwork for legal ID and verification on-chain." So jumping to our next coverage, Animal Concerts, a metaverse concert organizer, has teamed with Kakao's KTN network in South Korea to improve its visibility in the Korean entertainment business and help KTN's worldwide development aspirations. Animal Concerts, a metaverse event organizer located in the United States, has teamed with the KTN blockchain network in South Korea to bring major worldwide music entertainment acts to the metaverse. Well, that's amazing, isn't it? Let's find out what exactly happened. The cooperation between KTN and Animal Concerts, according to Jan 10 statement, is likely to help KTN expand the amount of NFTs exchanged on the platform. KTN is one of only three blockchains with native support on OpenSea, the largest NFT platform, although its trading volume is the lowest. Kakao, KTN's parent business, is working on an NFT and metaverse platform named Kakao Games. Animal Concerts intends to arrange and promote concerts in the metaverse as well as issue a cryptocurrency, NFTs, and goods for well-known recording artists. The New York-based company has already partnered with Alicia Keys to promote her album Keys. Colin Fitzpatrick, CEO of Animal Concerts, feels that NFTs might help the music business recoup money that has been lost since the COVID-19 outbreak began. Artists that have shows or tours cancelled miss out on cash and the opportunity to interact with fans in a live environment. Concerts held in a pandemic-free metaverse might radically alter the concert experience, avoiding the disappointment of a cancelled gig while also reducing travel costs. Due to present scaling concerns, Fitzpatrick remarked that while technical limits prohibit how many people may actually attend a concert in the metaverse, he aims to develop a network of virtual venues across existing and new metaverse platforms to organize concerts in a manner akin to tour. It'll take a while to get the first few running, but they'll ultimately come to us, he added. So moving ahead with our next segment, apparently 147 Bitcoin mining equipments have been purchased by Metin Hodling Group Limited. The firm is working to increase its overall processing power capability to 135p. Furthermore, it aims to have all of its miners completely operating by January 2022. Let's have a deeper dive into this one. a leading omni-channel English language training service provider, Metin Holding Group Limited in China, announced today that it had started preliminary trial operation of the crypto mining business in Pennsylvania, US. It has been able to procure 147 cryptocurrency mining machines, which have approximately a total computing power of 14 P. The same has been made available for commercial trial operations in Pennsylvania, US. The company, along with providing English language skills and training, is also associated with the world of digital currency. It actively explores the blockchain and cryptocurrency mining business outside China with a vision to create value across the cryptocurrency industry and to transform itself into a metaverse technology company. Metin is currently planning to scale up its mining machines to produce a computing power capacity of 135 P. It is expecting all its miners to be fully operational in January 2022, which will mark the official beginning of the operation of the cryptocurrency mining business. Metin is expecting to engage in business related to blockchain and metaverse in North America and other countries and areas around the world, including cryptocurrency mining, mining farm construction, and mining pool and data center operation. So wrapping up with our final segment, we're going to talk about Costa Rica hydro plant. The plant was forced to reinvent itself after 30 years because the government stopped buying electricity during the pandemic due to surplus power supply in the Central American country, where the state has a monopoly on energy distribution. We had to pause activity for 9 months, and exactly 1 year ago, I heard about Bitcoin, blockchain, and digital mining, said Eduardo Cooper, president of the family business that owns the 60-hectare farm, data center, CR, and the plant. With its three plants valued at $13.5 million and a 3-megawatt capacity, the hydroelectric company invested $500,000 to venture into hosting digital mining computers. Cooper said international cryptocurrency miners are looking for clean, cheap energy and a stable internet connection, which Costa Rica has plenty of it. However, he said Costa Rica's government should be more aggressive about trying to attract more crypto mining businesses, although he gave no specifics. The government did not respond to a request for comment. Costa Rica lacks specific regulation for cryptocurrencies, unlike El Salvador, which became the first country in the world to adopt Bitcoin as legal tender in September 2021. So that's all for today's video. To read more about all the news covered today, visit blog.coincodecap.com. To get free crypto signals and trading analysis, join our Telegram channel. And to do so, just search CoinCodeCap Classic on Telegram. I repeat, CoinCodeCap Classic. Also, this is a video show, so to enjoy better, subscribe to our YouTube channel. To do so, just search CoinMonks on YouTube.